Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If this ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, pizzas? It's time for another episode of Video Game Bang, where we talk about all things video game and technology related. This is the part where we talk about the website you can go to. That is videogamebang.com. It's under construction, but in the meantime, you can go there, look at it. You can scroll up and down the page. There's various links you can probably click on.
See, there's some pictures.
There's pictures.
Things to look at.
yeah, probably a search bar on there somewhere. So go and enjoy that. And we have a Twitter as well. You can reach us at Video Game Bang. You can tell us your fantasies, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of. And, oh, also, we want to wish a very special happy birthday to my dearest friend, great friend of the podcast. He's been on a few times, David Ng. Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, happy birthday. I don't think he's, I can predict right now when he hears that, he's going to be, oh, guys.
That's actually a really good impression. Let's spin the wheel and see what people thought of it.
don't forget another birthday that just passed 2 days ago.
Oh.
And that's Laura Rodriguez, another member on the show that's frequent the show sometimes.
She's a frequent member, yeah. So happy birthday, guys. And
David is what, 39? Yeah, that seems about the right. And then Laura's, I think, 52.
Yeah. So. And everybody, we also want to say, I don't know where I was going when I started that. I had something I really wanted to say. That's right. You might notice it's quiet in here. That's because we're going old school on you fools. It's just going to be a two-man operation today.
Old school, huh? That's what we're calling that.
Well, episode one was just two people.
Wow, we're on nine?
This is eight.
Yeah. We should do something special for 10.
Yeah. We'll have everybody in here.
10 people.
All the listeners.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a couple of people, yeah.
So we got a lot to talk about today. What was the actual name of the GameStop conference?
I don't even know, because I don't want to call it GamesCon. That was the German one. It's probably something Expo.
Yeah, GameStop Expo, something. Yeah. So they all got together, and news is that, we forgot to play What You Playing.
Oh, yeah, we totally just skipped all that.
Aaron, what are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing, I'm sorry, people, playing FIFA still. I have just rediscovered that I can become a manager. I can turn my player from my career. I can retire and then become a manager of a team.
Using your player?
Using my exact same player. And that's what I'm... So it's like a whole new game for me now. I mean, until at least Grand Theft Auto comes out. So, you know.
So you retired how many World Cups?
3 World Cups. I played 4 World Cups. Lost one. Won 3. And now I'm managing... what team am I managing? I think I picked an English... West Ham United. It's an English Premier League team, but...
So do you get to play anymore, or are you just
not my character? I pick the players, I buy players, you know, I pick the formations, you know, I do trades and everything like that. And then I play in, and then they give me objectives, like they want me to win so many amount of games or place in the league after the season. And that's just how I'm going, I guess.
Wow.
It's pretty... pretty interesting that I've been playing this game for years and did not know that feature. Well, I guess a year.
Yeah, you've been playing FIFA 14 for 3 years at least.
And didn't know, you know, that this feature was in the game. So it's fun. It's fun.
Wow.
Something to hold me over, which I'm glad.
It'd be a little more interesting if soccer was a cool sport.
How dare you? It is the coolest sport.
So Laura bought you a jersey. What was the jersey?
It was for a team called, or it was for Tijuana, the Mexican team. called the Xolos. I'm probably saying it wrong because I don't, you know, X-O-L-O-S.
Oh, but you've been playing Spanish speaker online for what?
A month.
You should
yeah.
be fluent.
They haven't had that word come up right now. And the jersey, I love it, by the way. It's like really, I've never had a soccer jersey, and it's really breezy. So, like, whenever I play, I'm really cool out there and everything. I'm like, I can see why they wear this during during games. It's really comfortable.
Doesn't bother you that it's not a team you follow?
No, it's a team I follow. It's actually a team I follow fully because they have 5 U.S. national players that play on the team. So it's like I'm watching the U.S. play in Mexico, and I watch their games. Even though most of the games are in Spanish, I still watch them. I love the team. Even when they move on, they seem to, because they're so close to San Diego, they get a lot of the U.S. Mexican players to come down there and play for them. So
has your street cred gone up with the Latino crowd?
Oh, I don't know, because I just recently, and I don't know if this is partially racist, whatever, but the guys that I played with at the park, I always thought they were Mexican. I just found out that they're like Middle Eastern and
whoa,
and something else. Like there's
are
one,
you on a no fly list now?
there's one,
watch who you play with.
There's one guy that is Mexican, but the other ones are like from all over the world. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know you guys were. I've been calling you Jose and Guillermo the whole time.
Wow. All right. I've been playing. Actually, we finished Dead Rising. I don't know if we did that before the last one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we talked about that we did that one last one. But yeah, we didn't finish it. We were just playing it.
That was a great game.
Yeah. Yeah. Free. So free, it makes it even better.
And yeah, besides that, I've just been playing phone games.
Nothing on your tablet?
Well, okay, yeah. I consider that my phone game. Spartan
really?
Assault.
Oh.
Okay. I have it on my phone and my tablet. Okay. And my information carries over.
Now, you looked up because I remember you were online one time. You were playing Halo, and you looked up what Smart Glass did with Halo.
Yeah, it said Smart Glass enabled as I was firing it up, because it could tell I had my phone. And it was just basically waypoint.
Oh, that's all it was?
Yeah, I was kind of counting my stats as I was doing stuff.
Because I went online today and looked what Smart Glass games work with, game like just regular games. And it was like Madden, and then World of Keflings. Yeah. If you play stuff like that, I don't know, you know. But I wanted to know which ones work with that. Like, have you looked into it anymore?
No, I'm waiting for next gen. They've pretty much proved that there's hardware limitations of the current generation. That's about all you're going to get is stats and maybe some little tiny hat tricks. But besides that, when we're going into next gen, it's going to be optimized. It's going to be native. We're going to be able to do stuff like the Fable Legends controls flying helicopters and stuff like that.
What about, do you think anything will go in reverse? There'll be games that they just make for the tablet or something like that, and then on your Xbox, something a little extra?
I hope so. And you know what I'd love, too, is for game makers to do, like, little mini games to throw for a mobile platform so I could be leveling up my RPG character when I'm away from my Xbox.
I think Destiny will probably do something like that.
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe a crossword puzzle to increase your...
You can't get more boring than that.
Vision. I don't know. Hey, crossword puzzles are
crossword
awesome.
You're playing Oblivion on the game, and then you stop to do a crossword puzzle.
I
need my vision
I'm
up.
Playing Sudoku so I can improve my math abilities in game.
I'm stuck in this dungeon that has so much
numbers.
You know, Dewey Decimal System everywhere. I need to go and upgrade my character's math ability.
Exactly.
That's terrible.
No, it's awesome.
That if they're thinking down that line, they better be a lot more creative than Sudoku with a Fable theme.
I'm not a game developer, Aaron. I can't come up with this genius stuff.
Because they did something like that for Fable, not a Sudoku game. When Fable 2 came out, they had the little money game or whatever.
Yeah,
so you can get
like
your
gambling.
Yeah, you can get your money. Now, I can see that coming out on a tablet before the game comes out, and then you can just transfer everything over, which actually just would have been better if they did that, because I don't remember playing that game too much.
That would be sick. Oh. Having trouble with your pop filter?
Yeah, my pop filter just popped.
It started popping off.
What?
That's a good song. So, back to where we were before we got sidetracked with what you playing.
Mm-hmm.
GameStop managers. This is the first time in my life I've ever been jealous of a GameStop manager.
Because, you should be, yes.
Yeah, true. GameStop managers get a free Xbox One and PS4 plus 7 PS4 games just for being a GameStop store manager.
They get an Xbox One as well? Yeah. I thought it was just a PS4.
No.
No way. Bro.
Yeah, they're getting an Xbox One, a PS4, crazy. And 7 PS4 games.
Every GameStop manager to receive Xbox One and PS4 is the first thing on Forbes' website. Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm extremely jealous.
Is that ridiculous?
That's over $1,000 worth of product right there.
Yeah. GameStop employees with that bonus probably make more than me now.
Something is going on. No. Because years past, they would get a game. As our viewers may, our listeners may know, I worked at GameStop for quite some time. So I know what they come back with from the conferences. And it's like, they'll get
T-shirt,
but on good conferences, they'll get like 3 games.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll come out with some surprise, like, hey, everybody, you're going to get Mario 1 through 6 or something like that, you know. But a full-blown system is unheard of.
Let alone two full-blown systems and 7 PS4 games.
They're screwing them over somehow. I know they have to be. They've got to be shafting them on hours, or they're going to reduce their pay, or massive layoffs are coming.
I think GameStop managers, regardless, if they didn't get sent, because they're not going to get sent home with them.
No. When they come out, they'll get
Yeah. So you know that those store managers are going to be on their best behavior.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's trying to get fired.
Go to a GameStop now after this meeting and ask, you know, who the store manager is, and only deal with that person.
And piss him off as much as you can. That'll be a
new game on the podcast.
Yeah. Submit that in. If you can get that audio of you trying to get a manager, you know, riled up. And see if he loses his cool. He will treat you like a king, I swear. They're not going to get their systems until next year, I guarantee it.
You don't think it'll be a launch?
I don't think they'll get launch ones. Because they want to get those to the customers first. GameStop is, in some respect, about the customers. But because their games never came at launch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they would always get them like a few weeks after or something like that. So I'm thinking next year for their systems.
Yeah, it's time to start kissing up to Mark. Is he still a store manager?
He is a store manager. Yeah, wow. He still is. That was his deal. That was his goal, and you know I got to give it up to that man. He stuck it up or stuck it out, and
he stuck it up all right.
Yeah, he went through all that stuff. Left another job. And now the payoff.
Now right he's here. Laughing at all our faces.
Yeah, because that saves a lot of money when you don't have to buy anything. And, oh, man.
Yeah, they're saying it's for education purposes.
That's a lie.
Yeah, well, you know, every time you go to a GameStop, how often are you going to get the store manager anyways, you know? So
no, exactly. You're getting one of the GAs, game advisors is what they call
them. While the manager sits in the back and, you know, does whatever they do.
And pulls the string, the puppet master. Yeah. But the thing is, for educational, I know they say that. I've had customers come in a lot and ask, like, oh, it must be cool. You play all the video games, you know, so you can learn about them. So I was like, no, all the research is done on our end because we just like, you know.
Games. Well, they do let the employees, or they used to. I remember they were taking it away, letting us do checkouts.
Oh, they still, checkouts. Yeah, I believe they still do that. But, like, the rule was you checked out used games.
Yeah.
So before, I mean.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So that means a customer played it before you did.
You get a new one. What, a game has to be out for 7 days for it's eligible?
I can't even remember.
There's a rule. The game had to be out for a week or two.
You couldn't have it on the weekend. I know that because weekend is when they sold, you know, sales would go up more. But most of the time it was used stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a kid listening to this in high school or something, there you go. Work at GameStop.
Yeah, in high school, it's a very good job. You'll be the coolest kid on campus.
Yeah.
I work at GameStop. Yeah, you're the coolest kid.
So, Aaron, what's a Nintendo 2DS and why do I want one?
You don't want one because it's not geared towards you, actually.
What's it geared towards?
The 2DS is geared towards, and this is the giant of a man, Reggie Fils Aimé, whatever, you know, Nintendo's president, they announced this 2DS, which is just a flat system. It doesn't fold like
it's
any
like
other one.
It's like a slice of cake.
Yeah, it does look like a thin slice of cake that you'd be upset with because you didn't.
Yeah, when you get that one more slim little piece of cake. So the slim part is like towards the base where your hands are, and then the ink gets a little
fatter,
thicker. And
yeah.
Okay.
So. It'll play your 3DS games
and
your DS games, but it will not make your 3DS games 3D. There is no slider.
Oh, there's no 3D?
No 3D in this one because it's not for...
Oh, of course. 2DS. I get it.
Yeah. It's not for your older kids. It's for the younger ones. This is supposed to be like an intro system into the upper ones. But it's just like, really, do we need one for five and under?
Is it cheap?
I want to say $179. Don't quote me on that one because Nintendo will be like, it's not $179.
Did it?
It's
$150, did it?
It's
His lips are still moving, by the way.
But it's to me, it kind of seems useless right about now. It's like the
12th
iteration of
their
handheld.
Now when you say it's for children, I could kind of understand. So it doesn't have hinges.
Nope.
Which is probably the first thing that little kids break.
Yep.
They probably bend it backwards or...
snap it in half. Yeah.
So, okay. It's a little more reasonable.
But why now? Why not at launch of the system? If you wanted everybody to come, you know, get in on this.
Better late than never.
It comes out in October. Where's the price of this thing? They're only showing euro. It says 110 euro. So what is that conversion to America? Like
$300.
I know. Exactly. Our bill is so weak right now. That's terrible.
So, I forgot. I have a special request. Aaron, you're gaining quite the popularity in my circles.
I'm gaming?
Yeah. I think you're the breakaway star of this thing.
Wow.
Unfortunately. I'm going to have to get rid of you. But this question comes in from Kay McGuire.
No way. A question?
Yeah.
Have I not seen? Is it not on mine?
No, I'm just looking at the paper right now. There's really... this is not on the paper. Kay McGuire asks, how are you doing in Doctor Who, and who's your favorite Doctor?
Oh, wow. Well, Kay, guy, girl, what is this?
It's Kyle.
Oh, okay. I'm all caught up. I'm waiting for the next Doctor to take, you know, Matt Smith's place. Matt Smith, I'm sorry, is by far my favorite Doctor.
So the recent guy.
The most recent one, yeah. He stole the show for me. I know a lot of people like the second one, David Tennant, but I don't know, the goofiness, the gangliness of this Matt Smith guy, like I could see him playing the Doctor for another like 2 years. But he left, and like I said with other shows on a previous podcast, those English guys, those English actors, man, if they're done with the role, they are done with the role and they will drop it no matter how popular it is. So now we have a new guy who's coming in. I've seen the new guy. He's quite a bit older than the previous two. But I mean, hey, I think I trust in the casting directors of the Doctor Who show. They seem to pick out really good actors.
All right, and second question comes in from...
Wow, two questions. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This one comes in from H. Porter.
I am blushing, but I'm black, so it just looks like purple spots on me.
She wants to know more about your interest in soccer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and why you're into soccer and I'm not.
Oh, well, while you're personally, you're not into it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that question's easy because he's insane. I mean, anybody, everybody should be into soccer. But to be truthful, I only got into soccer in 2006. And it was only because we couldn't play. When I was younger, I played a lot of sports in the streets.
The mean streets.
Yeah, the mean streets of Sacramento. And that's like every sport. Baseball was with a tennis ball and a stick. And no lie, we played in the parking lots. We played football, you know, two-hand touch. When I was a kid, we played all sports. But we went through this drought where our basketball court broke. We had no football and we had no baseball. And the two Mexican guys that lived in the neighborhood, kids that were with us, it's like, let's play soccer. And initially, everybody was like, no, no way. But I played a little, and oh man, I got hooked like drugs.
There was a follow up question for H Porter too. When are you and Laura just going to get together?
I don't think that's happening. She has a boyfriend, everybody. When is it?
Did she buy her boyfriend a?
I don't know what she bought her boyfriend.
She bought both of you guys keychains, right?
That's a keychain, yeah.
There's some stuff going on there.
Yeah, it's called friendship. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that. I bought Steven birthday gifts 2 years in a row, and he bought me a birthday gift. Are we gonna?
Well, we know that there's something going on there. That was a given.
Wow.
That was a given.
Wow.
Well, you've seen how you guys.
No, it's just I'm a soccer fan. She knew, and then she's a soccer fan for the same team. And then when she went down to Mexico, I believe I did ask her. I was like, "Why don't you pick me up a jersey?" Just in joking. And then I remember saying, "It's probably going to be cheaper down there. It's Mexico, you know, it's what?
Yeah, everything's cheap in Mexico."
Well, it's like 5,000 pesos is $5, yeah, or something like that.
The Mexican currency is very weak.
So the. So, I mean,
this is a video game bang where we talk about economics.
Exactly. So I mean, hey, and I was appreciative, you know, thank you again, Laura. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for nothing for me.
Wow. Man. I got questions.
You got questions.
I'm stoked. If you have any more questions, please feel free.
Just give them to Aaron's assistant. Yeah. Apparently me. And I will pretend to read them off a piece of paper.
I was really looking at my paper like, why am I missing these questions?
So GTA 5, the highly anticipated Grand Theft Auto 5, is coming out. And the online multiplayer, according to Aaron, has a gangs system. Well, with the hierarchy and everything.
Reading into it more, it seems that Rockstar has already implemented this crew system. You can't see I'm putting up the quotation mark signs with my fingers.
So you're talking about from Red Dead with the posse thing?
No, actually from Max Payne. The latest Max Payne. The Red Dead was more, I don't know, it was smaller. This crew thing is more like clans for you PC gamers, you know, that do a lot of clan stuff. So it's going to be a little bigger. They're going to have, you know, clan leaders. You get to promote and demote within the ranks and stuff like that. But I don't see the purpose yet for it.
Okay, so obviously we're going to start a clan, right, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
50-50 partners? Right now,
yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that, but the name,
yes,
that's where usually the 50-50 kind of
yak 'em.
Oh, okay, well then fine, yeah, all right then, keep the tradition going.
Yeah,
all right.
I want to be 50-50 partner.
You want to be 50-50 partner?
Yeah, the leaders.
Now, see, but what is the purpose of the leaders?
Just to keep everybody else in line.
The thing I saw that they had on there, you'll be able to pick. Colors for the names of your clan, so yeah. You'll have the color on your the gamer tag above your name.
Okay.
And that's it. The article was really small. It was like they had no information so far. I'm guessing if you go back to Max Payne and see how their format was, it'll probably be something similar to that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's the benefit. Like, if I join your clan, do I get, you know, X amount of dollars
you
each time you pull
out
a heist,
bank or something,
or like
that.
A garage or something, yeah. Like that. But I don't know. Like they didn't go into too much detail.
Did you hear how your multiplayer character is going to be created?
What with you doing little missions and then spending petty cash and stuff like that?
How you're actually going to get the look of your character?
No.
Apparently, you get to choose your parents.
That's just weird.
You choose the ethnicity or something, or
I'm going Asian
of your parents, and then it'll randomly like generate you from that or something like.
That's gonna be weird. They did that with Madden 1 year.
They did this kind of where if you buy the $150 edition, you can pick characters more high up characters to be your parents. So if you buy the $150 edition, you get a couple characters from GTA 3 and Nico.
Wow.
So you could be a descendant of Nico. And maybe there's little story things or...
But, like, do you get better stat? Are there even stats in the game? Like, do you run faster if I've got two black players or something like that? Like, do I jump higher or something?
Wow. If that's the case, I'm going black.
Do math better if both my parents are Asian or something like that?
You got to play a Sudoku minigame.
Exactly. Like, what is the purpose? Because, like I said, they did it in Madden. But the Madden one was, you know, your parents actually, your stats were a little better depending on how your parents were. But your parents had stuff like, oh, your dad was a runner or something like that.
I'm hoping it's mainly story and that, like, you know, you can go tweak. It'll come up with, like, a random generation between your parents.
But do you think there's going to be a lot of story online?
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, there's going to be story mode online.
That's going to be interesting. Now, it's like it's a must buy. Like,
it's crazy. Every time there's more information. I got a good friend of mine, they'll remain anonymous, who isn't going to get the game for moral purposes.
Okay. I can't... I can't knock anybody for that.
Yeah.
I can't knock anybody for that. I mean...
It is a raunchy game.
It's going... Yes. But it's Grand Theft Auto. The Grand Theft Auto... When it first came out, because there was a top-down view, but when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, and there was the feature where... If you killed somebody and you walked through their blood, you'd have blood footprints, you know, up the street and stuff like that. I remember reading an article in, like, Game Informer or something like that where people were just up in arms about that, you know, feature. And I was like, yeah, this game has definitely changed the way video games are going to be made now.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to – this whole open world thing from a 3D perspective and all the sandbox elements that you can do in this
Everyone
game.
Was doing yeah. sandboxes after oh,
yeah.
GTA.
Yeah. And you know what game to me that only other game that I think got it right was True Crime Streets of LA.
Oh, is that the one with Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a very good. They failed with True Crime Streets of New York, but True Crime Streets of LA was actually very good.
That was a good game.
And if they had continued and did it, because it was kind of a alternate. Grand Theft Auto, you were the criminal. True Crimes, you're the cop, you know. And you can, you know, Grand Theft Auto, you can kind of be good.
Yeah.
You know, somewhat. I mean, you're still a criminal. And then, you know, True Crimes, you can just be a bad cop if you want to.
Did I tell you I heard back from the people at Saints Row?
No way. What did they say?
So, the backstory on this one, guys, I go ahead and sent an email. I was being ambitious one day, tried to get us a advanced copy of Saints Row, just saying, you know, what we're doing, and said we're gaining popularity, so I lied. And so they gave me an email back like 2 weeks later saying that they actually looked into us and they looked at our page counts and our views and stuff like that, and at this time we're not eligible.
Oh, so basically you suck. Yeah, okay, that's what I would have taken. I would have emailed it back. So you're saying we're terrible, right?
Yeah, they said they have limited copies, so they have to make sure.
That's
they go
a limited
to the,
lie. You have a distributor that can print out a copy right now. Don't lie to me. Limited copies.
So, and I've said it since the beginning, since we started this thing, that I'll know we actually made it when we can get like an advanced copy of a game. I don't care if it's...
What, America's Top Model
or something? I don't care if it's Pets 3 or something like that.
Oh, they're way past 3 on
Pets. Pets 65?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. But
like
when
geriatric
we game,
pets. That's what we're on.
If they send me a 2DS game, I'll go buy a 2DS just out of pride.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I see where they're coming from, though. They want the viewers to be at us, you know, first. Okay.
And,
challenge accepted.
Story came from Major Nelson.
Good guy.
Charles Nelson Riley. He says that the Xbox voice codec is going to have a major improvement going from the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One. And Aaron, we checked it out kind of at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was was good.
It's a vast improvement. The first one sounded like you were on an old telephone or something like that.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Exactly. And then the other one came in a lot more clear, but it's USB this time, right?
I don't know. It's not USB exactly, but it is something that can transport more data than the 360 one.
As long as they can keep it to where that ringing doesn't happen if somebody's, I don't know, like cord loosens or something that in your ear. Let's stop that. Let's stop the dropping from Xbox parties. And I think we'll be good.
And this also coming in from the, this is hot off the presses. Aaron broke this story to me right as before this started.
Breaking news.
The games with gold for September is going to be... first, we're going to get Rainbow Six Vegas.
Which is pre-Grand Theft Auto 4 hotness. That's what I call that. Because before Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, Modern Warfare, that's what everybody on Xbox was on.
Really?
Rainbow Six Vegas. That was it. That was the game.
Two-player?
Limited, yeah. It wasn't like you can just play a story mode. You kind of like joined a co-op and then you would pick your levels.
Oh, really?
And yeah, you like set up a map of levels. So like literally you can set up every level that's in the story mode and then play co-op and it would just automatically keep playing them next one after another. So I guess, yeah, co-op.
You don't get no credit for
it? But you get no credit for it, no.
And then I'm mixed feelings about the next one that's going to come out. And it's going to be Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalkers 2013.
I'm excited
for Aaron to get it just so I can wipe that Cheshire smile off his stupid face.
Well, I'm only excited because it's free and I can get it for free and play it for free. I haven't played a card game in a while, so.
I'm hoping it'll get some of my friends hooked and into the card game.
Hooked? I don't know. You might get Noel to come back online for a little while.
Yeah.
Or did he buy that too? You bought it.
I own all of them.
David bought it.
David owns all of them.
And I think that's the only people in the world that bought it?
No.
And you guys keep playing bots?
No. Noel bought a few of them. He bought at least two. But you do see yourself running into the same players.
Exactly. It's a very tight community, isn't it?
You know what? There's a guy me and David have played against a few times. His name is I Don't Care 666. If you're listening to this,
wow.
Screw you, first of all. And second of all, if you reply on the comments to this, I will give you $10.
Wow.
Just because that's how I know he's not going to hear it. Make it 100.
And
will you help me on this, Aaron?
Wow. I'm pulling out because, first of all, he probably can. If you guys are that close and there's not that many people that play on there, he probably, that's like a friend of a friend type of thing.
Yeah, if you guys have a friend out there with the gamer tag, I don't care 666, tell him to comment and we'll have him in on the podcast and I will present him with $100. Aaron will go in halves.
Wow.
Don't worry.
The views and comments of Corey are not backed by Aaron Carter. He hears.
So that's big news.
That, you know why it's big is because you paid and I don't have to. That's why it's big.
You suck. Peter Molyneux stole your game.
Peter Molyneux steals dreams of kids.
Fable
that's
Legends.
What he does.
Yeah, I think you stole it from them, actually.
No. True story. A year before the game Bully came out, I was sitting in the living room with a friend of mine and I was discussing. I was like, Grand Theft Auto 3 just came out or something like that. So it may have been way before, actually, a year before Bully came out. And I was like, why don't they make a game about Bully? Just a small, you know, a smaller version of Grand Theft Auto.
You said Bully.
No lie. I swear to you, no lie. And so when the Game Informer, I can't remember what year it was, Game Informer, when Bully was on the cover of it, came out, I went to my friend's house that I was there, and I was like, where are the freaking wires at? I was like, you had to be recording me. And he's like, what are you talking about? And then I showed him the cover, and he was like, no way. You said, like, you came up with these ideas for Bully. Mine was a little different, though.
Keep in mind, Aaron does this with everything that's ever been invented.
But if for some reason, it's just like, you know, I don't have the resources to make a video game and go forward. And, like, there's only three games so far in my entire life that this has happened. Bully, Fable Legends, and, crazy enough,
Super Mario Brothers.
No. Kelly Slater's Pro Surfing. What? No lie.
With Kelly Slater?
No, not with Kelly Slater, because I don't know any pro surfers. Okay. I just said, there hasn't been a surfing game, like, ever. Why wouldn't we, you know, and this is when Tony Hawk, and I'm guessing around the same time that these games come out, other people are thinking the same thing. So I'm not alone. Grand Theft Auto, Bully, that's a natural thing. Kelly Slater's pro surfing, Tony Hawk, that's, you know, natural progression. This Fable, just natural progression. And you can even ask one of our listeners, Gerald Ocon, about Elder Scrolls Online. I said that when Elder Scrolls Oblivion came out. I was like, this needs to be online. You know, I need to play with other people. I need to, you know, show people my armor. I mean, I think I know. Let me take that back. I have very good video game ideas. It's just I don't have the resources to push them through, you know, or the education, put it that way.
Well, hopefully through this outlet, many more of your ideas will get stolen, and maybe one of them will give you royalties.
Oh, man, I would love it. Hey, to be able to work on a game or write a story for a game, oh, man, that'd be tops for me.
So we established last week that, and if you haven't heard this by now, you're an idiot. Sorry, it's the truth. Ben Affleck has been cast as Batman. It's had a week to settle in. What do you think, Aaron?
It's had a week for the internet to explode and everybody get all up in arms and everything.
So
like
by
that.
Now we've heard all the arguments.
I'm upset a little, but that's just my initial reaction, and you can't really go off my initial reaction because I'm going to be quick off the, you know.
Yeah, so after time, is it good?
After time, I want to see what he can do.
I think everybody was screwed when Bale dropped out. Mm. He was the best Batman so far.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Marble gargling and everything. Yeah, he was still the best. And so no matter who they got, there was going to be some backlash. Just because Ben Affleck is Ben Affleck, he caught an extra amount.
Yeah.
But he's a comic book guy.
Just because you're a comic book guy, though,
he
doesn't
mean... He was Daredevil.
Mean...
He's, you know, buddies with Kevin Smith. Maybe this, if anything...
What does that got to do with it?
Maybe this can be the end to bring Kevin Smith towards the DC side of writing and directing, maybe.
What, is he mainly Marvel? Is that what...
No, I think he writes a comic for maybe Black Horse or something, but he was approached... No, I think Affleck was approached for doing a potential directing of the Justice League. So DC's obviously been talking with him.
And he's a good director.
Yeah, he's directed good movies. He's a good actor. I think he'll pull it off.
Is he?
Yeah. Did you see Argo?
No, I haven't. So, you know what? I'll.
I didn't see it either.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That's awesome. But I mean, I hear that is very, very good. So,
yeah.
I'll reserve my, I'll hold back my review of his acting.
After the Ben Affleck announcement, Marvel was sure to, like, squeeze a few out too in the madness that I don't think got enough credit, but they announced that Bradley Cooper from The Hangover, he's going to be Rocket Raccoon,
which makes no difference to anybody.
Yeah.
They, you know who they should have got? Nolan North. Cause he does every video game voiceover, and he probably would have done Rocket Raccoon just amazingly.
You know, they just had, you knew they were going to comedic actor, just to someone to put on the bill.
But who, you're not going to see him.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And I don't think, mind.
The rumors were, like, out there from Adam Sandler to Jim Carrey.
If they had done Adam Sandler, that would have been terrible.
He would have had to talk baby talk.
Yeah, and that's not Rocket Raccoon. You know what? I always imagine Rocket Raccoon with, like, a British accent for some reason. I don't know what he sounds like, but whenever
I see
him.
He sounds like Bradley Cooper now.
Well, Bradley Cooper, to me, doesn't have a distinctive voice to where I'd be like, oh, that's Bradley. I know, that's the Coopster.
That's the Coop. And then the bigger one that really went under the radar, as far as I'm concerned, was James Spader playing Ultron.
Now, that's another thing that's like, do I even know what James Spader sounds like? Because Ultron is a robot. So
James Spader has, yeah, that's true. They're probably going to modulate his voice quite a bit. But he's a good actor. I don't know. It might be just a plain voiceover because I don't see Ultron having
a face. I think both
of
them are going to be just voiceovers. I don't know. What else would they be? They're two characters that you have to do in CG. It's a raccoon. and the other's a robot. You don't think
they're gonna go costume?
If they put Bradley Cooper in a furry costume, then I'll give them extra points and then minus into the negative zone because he'll be what 6'2" in a. I don't know how tall Bradley Cooper is.
He looks like he's tall.
Yeah, he looks like a tall guy. But that could just be movie magic.
Yeah. You know? A lot of upward angles.
And then I don't even know who James Spader is.
You don't know who James Spader is?
Name a movie he's been in.
I can't.
All right, then. I'm trying to Google him as we speak.
Were you able to find a picture at least?
I haven't typed in James Spader.
Well, I'll give you a second.
I don't swipe fast enough.
While Aaron's typing, I just want to remind you all that we have a website. VideoGameBang.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at VideoGameBang. A lot of things going on. We got UFC 164 happening tomorrow. Benson Henderson and Anthony Pettis going on. That's going to be an awesome fight. Under that one, there's Frank Mir and Josh Barnett. Giant mixed martial arts fight for those who've been following the sport for a while. They're two guys that were huge in the early 2000s, but never fought each other. Finally, they get their chance in 2013. Who do you got on that one, Aaron? Josh Barnett or Frank Mir?
I'm going to say Mir because he's the only one that I've actually heard of.
Oh, you have heard of him?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know who the other guy is.
And then Anthony Pettis and Ben Henderson?
Ooh, I don't know who either of those people are. So I'm going to say Pettis because it sounds kind of like pedophile. And I think they'd be...
That's what you associate yourself with. All right, moving on. Well, you've seen the MMA highlight kick where the guy jumps off the cage.
And yeah, I've seen that.
That's a rematch of those two.
Pettis and...
Pettis is the guy who jumped off the cage.
Oh, well then boom. I've already picked the winner.
So you're picking
Spider-Man.
You think he's going to do it again? That was a close fight, the first one.
Was it a knockout?
No.
With that kick? But it was a contact, though, right? He did.
Oh, he connected and dropped him with it, but it went to a decision.
Oh, see. Did he win? He deserves, like, all the points for that one just bold move.
Probably one kick won the fight.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a movie kick.
Yeah.
Like, in a real street fight, if you were to try to jump off the wall like that, they'd probably back up and be like, what are you doing? And then get a bottle across his head or something.
And these are professional fighters. Like, these are guys who train every single day and was not expecting the dude to leap off the cage and kick him in the face.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're going to expect that again in this next fight.
That's what they're thinking, is he's going to get overzealous and try some really flashy moves.
Yeah, he better keep it simple.
Yeah.
You better keep it simple. I don't know who James Spader is.
You saw his picture.
I just Googled his picture, and there's like hundreds of pictures on Google, and then pictures of Ultron right next to him, and I have no idea who this guy is.
He was the most recent thing he did. He's on some new show, but he was on The Office before that.
And I didn't watch The Office. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, my God. Moving on.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. People keep saying this about me, and it's true. I hate Sony, all right? I said it. PlayStation sucks. I'm not going to buy the PS4.
There's all our endorsements.
However, I know. You know what? If you guys send me a PS4, I'll give it an honest review.
Well, are you a GameStop manager?
Nope.
All right, then.
However, some news, positive news. I'll say this is a really good move by Sony. Though the bundle hasn't been officially announced, that ever-trusty bastion of leaks, Amazon France, has revealed it will include a copy of Killzone Shadowfall with the PS4. So this is going to be a new PS4 bundle that's going to include Killzone Shadowfall, the PS4 camera, and two DualShock controllers for the same price as the Xbox One.
That would be kind of an... That'd be kind of an Xbox killer.
That is a big deal.
Two controllers? You haven't done two controllers since Nintendo 1.
Two controllers.
And a game? Is there a light gun in that with Duck Hunt?
No. And then also the eye.
Oh, and the camera.
They're throwing in the eye.
That's a lie. France, you know what? France, because this is Amazon France, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time that they've been truthful about something? French are liars.
As you're here on Video Gaming, we do not endorse anything French.
That sounds really too good to be true, though.
Yeah.
Because two controllers, the eye, and a game. Come on now.
Xbox got to come up with some announcements. They don't have an official launch date set. I mean, they're dropping the ball again. I'm the man behind Microsoft, but Microsoft, you're dropping it.
I don't even think there's any more game expos, conferences, or anything for them to announce anything.
No, and the latest rumor due to this, I guess they're doing a Dorito Mountain Dew thing again for the Xbox One, some promotion where you can win an Xbox One, whatever. So you're going to have graphics on the can, basically.
Yeah.
But through their product rules, there's something that alludes to the console being released in late November.
No, you got to do it November 4th.
They got to do the 5th.
Is that Call of Duty?
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Call 5th. Of Duty.
Well, just before. Just get it in there. The 5th would be optimal. But they're already saying that when it launches, it's only going to be able to have the voice recognition in 5 countries.
I don't care about that. What are the people?
Well, we don't care because we're American.
Yeah, what are the people?
I'm cool with that. See, that's why I think. Yeah.
What other countries are missing?
They're making a huge. I don't know, Uganda.
So then, who the Ugandanese really need voice?
I don't even think they have internet.
Exactly. Every time we play Call of Duty, there's like one blip in Africa.
Yeah,
and it's probably from some warlord that's killed millions of people just to get that internet connection. Jeez. So nobody cares. Europe, Asia, America.
Well, those are continents.
Well, those are the people that matter. So, countries are not countries. Yes, I was right. Countries in those on those continents are going to be the only ones that matter. So, those three continents, then it's just America. Sorry, Mexico.
Mexico, you're not. Actually, they probably are one of them, though.
Europe, and they're ciphering it from us. I don't care. Europe, you've got your England, Spain, I guess we'll give it to the Germans. I guess. They said 5 countries, though?
Only, I think 5 countries are going to have access to it right away.
Oh, man. So I'm already 4 deep in, then.
Yeah.
Russia. We'll give it to Russia so we can keep cool with everything.
Yeah. Don't release it without Russia. Yeah, Xbox.
Exactly. We're not going to put
Cold War.
We're not going to put troops on the ground. and then forget France. They can find their own, I don't know, play with the Wii.
It's Video Game Bang. We don't like France. And we're taking a break to eat French fries.
Freedom fries.
Freedom fries in your face. And we'll be right back with more Video Game Bang.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Bang. We hope you're enjoying the program so far. If you haven't already, please follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang and let us know what you think about the show so far. We really want your comments. Or, you know, if you like it, you know, let us know. Also, for more video game and technology news and reviews, please visit the website at www.videogamebang.blogspot.com. And now back to the show, which I know you're going to listen to the rest of it.
I can't believe I'm blanking on this. She was in my animation class, but she does a comic book. She writes a comic book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I would love to, you know, her comic book is, oh, man, I'm really upset that I don't, because it's pretty good. And she's going to be
pretty good.
She's going to be at SAC Anime, and she's going to be showing everybody. She's worked really hard on it. I want to say her boyfriend writes the story, and she does all the artwork. She's a tremendous artist. Like, she's really good.
I'm just coming back talking about SAC Anime.
Going
on this weekend. Yeah. Labor Day weekend in Sacramento. Labor Day. You got any plans, Aaron?
No. Well, where I work at, Labor Day is a big holiday.
So you work it?
No.
No.
I'm happy that I do not work it. No, nothing big. I think I'm going to the studio, drop a few beats, you know.
Yeah. So you just got done watching that GTA 5, the latest trailer.
Yes, I did.
It's a little more about the story of the main mission.
It doesn't get me any more hype to play the game, I would say. Because, I mean, I knew the story a little. I was expecting a little more I don't know, detail? They never do detail, though. They never tell you what's going on.
Well, what's pretty awesome, though, is at one point you could see a crane lifting some sort of submarine out of the water.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that'd be cool to drive, be that crazy hillbilly driving a submarine.
They showed somebody in like this full body armor suit.
Yeah, walking down the street with like a turret.
Yeah, he was just blasting cops or, you know, whatever you blast on Grand Theft Auto. Probably cops.
Yeah, you know, that's what people get Grand Theft Auto for.
Yeah, pretty much.
To kill cops and sleep with prostitutes.
When Grand Theft Auto
with 3, no STDs or legal repercussions.
Yeah, it's an escape from the real world. Some people need that sometimes. That's what Doctor Who is for.
Mm. It always comes back to Doctor Who with this guy.
It's a good show. Watch it.
This message is brought to you by Doctor Who.
Man, the Sack anime, I wonder if they do any video game covers there. Is it just all anime?
Yeah, if it's all anime, no interest.
The cosplay is going to be probably crazy there, too.
Have you seen the women around Sacramento?
Yes, beautiful women of Sacramento. How dare you, sir?
I'm married, so I don't look at women that way anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm not, so I look at them all the time.
So look at, we got some new games dropping. These are for the week of September 1st. First one we have on the list, Aaron. On a rate of 1 to 10, how much do you care about Total War Rome 2 on the PC? The Total War series is a returning to the ancient world where you will see you trying to conquer the known world as a Roman Empire.
That's, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a
Yeah, sorry, Total War.
Yeah, I haven't cared about that game, like, ever.
Yeah. And this one got a already got reviewed on IGN with GameSpot with a 9. It gave it a 9, and it was Rayman Legends. It's a follow-up to last year's Rayman Origins, and it aims to bring an innovative multiplayer interaction.
What? Ooh, what's innovative about this multiplayer?
No idea.
Exactly. There's nothing at all.
There's two people.
Innovative as in you can press start and drop in, drop out. That's nobody. You know how I know Rayman has become irrelevant? Because the bunnies that were introduced on the Wii version have their own TV show now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Rayman is, he's done. It's all about the bunnies now. And you know what? To take a little bit back, because that is Ubisoft. Those were French guys that made that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about Rayman anymore. Moving on. We got the game with the worst commercial on TV right now, Diablo 3, coming out for the PS3 and Xbox 360.
Worst commercial by what? That guy who comes home and his wife is with the whatever thing on the couch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
if
that.
If I came home and there was a trail of panties and underwear and stuff going up into my bedroom where I hear some moaning and stuff, I don't care what they're playing. Exactly. I don't care. Who's in there?
Well, what was unbelievable about the commercial is there was like two sets of bras or something like that. Like, there was like four pairs of pants. Did she change during the middle of all this stuff? I was like, what is going on here? I would have been baffled. You know, first of all, I'd be like, wait a minute. First of all, if there's multiple women up there, all right. But if you're just, you know, but it was kind of weird. It was weird. The commercial was done, I think, in a rush.
I was more offended that they were up there playing Diablo.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, if I come home and there's a trail of panties and everyone's up there playing Halo, that makes sense.
Wow. Why? First of all, nobody's panty dropping for Master Chief. I'll tell you that.
Everybody. What?
So I think the main problem was the what is this, set director or whatever, whoever just set up the set.
Eight bras.
Exactly. That'll make it believable.
Bras. He took them all home. Oh, lonely guy. And then, let's see. Yeah, so that's just the console adaptation. I'm not really excited for that one.
No, because I haven't heard that many rave reviews about the actual PC version.
Let's see. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. We talked about this one a few weeks ago. Came out on Xbox, but now it's hitting the PC and PS3 with rave reviews, actually.
I wonder how do you control that one? Because on the console, it was two thumbsticks to control each brother. What do you do with the PC version?
Two mouse sticks.
There's two mouse sticks.
Yeah.
That would be stupid if you had it controlled with two mouses. Two mices. Two mice. Yeah, what are you?
It'd be mice.
Plural.
Yeah. I'm interested. I'm really interested. I don't know if I got the...
Are you going to buy it?
No, that's what I'm going to say. I don't know about if I'm going to drop the green on it, but...
Yeah. Wait till it becomes one of the Microsoft Games for Windows free games.
Yeah. It'll happen. We got Dead or Alive 5 Ultimate. They still make those?
I thought you were a fan of the Dead or Alive series.
I'm a Tekken guy.
Tekken, that's what it is.
Yeah, Tekken.
Both terrible games, by the way. Terrible games.
Well, you don't like fighters, so you don't get an opinion.
I don't. Well, you got to tell me what's the attraction to fighters.
You fight?
You hear that, dead air people? Because that is all. Once I see everybody's moves, I'm done.
Yeah.
There's nothing new for me to see.
Yeah, they're perfect rent games because they are fun.
Yeah. They're, bring your friend
just,
over.
Just to see their moves. And,
yeah, and that's it.
Then, you know, that's what I did with Mortal Kombat DC.
There was a game that I really liked on the Dreamcast called Rival Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Where you play kind of like students, I guess, and yeah, you were fighting with that. And there was a guy with like a giant baseball bat. That game was fun for the first hour, and then it just fell out. And then I think it was about then that I realized I'm not that big into fighting games. Unless I go to like an arcade, then it's cool.
Play Spartacus.
Yeah, but how long?
Yeah, that one didn't last long.
Gave it about a week, and then...
Did you completely delete it?
No, I haven't deleted it yet.
I can't believe it. I got Doctore, and then I just never played again.
Because it's like, what else do you need?
Yeah, once you got Doctore.
Giant black guy with scars all over him.
We got, coming up, Disney Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse on the 360, PS3, and PC. Looks like it's a download-only game. Castle of Illusion HD is a fantastical HD reimagining of the classic Sega Genesis game.
Okay. So now actually I am interested in that one because I did
read.
I did, yeah, because I did play that one. I think I borrowed that from a friend of mine, and it was actually fun.
Yeah.
That one was fun.
So we got a remake. All right.
But they said a 3D remake, right?
Yeah.
So then it's not going to be true to the original.
HD, I mean.
Oh, it's just HD? 3D, yeah. Oh, okay. Then, yeah, it might be cool. It might be cool. I'm not going to buy it, but it might be cool to play the demo.
Let's see. There's Marlo Briggs and the Mask of Death.
Who's Marlo Briggs?
If you had to guess what his nationality was, what would you say?
Marlo Briggs. Oh, man. I don't know. Is it a black guy?
Yeah, looks like a black dude. Threw me off at the Marlo.
Yeah, because Marlo, I've never even heard that name.
Briggs seems like a generic video game character.
Jax Briggs, yeah. That's a black guy.
I'm guessing at one point he's ex-military.
Probably.
Briggs!
Yeah. Is it Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
He's a cousin of... That's
I'm
Briggs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And then Altair Maruru Plus, The Apprentice of Arland for the Vita.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the picture. There's no description. It just looks like just generic anime characters.
But you know what? This is the thing, too. Because a lot of people complain that there's nothing new in the video game world space. Like, there's always sequels, threequels, you know, or prequels to even go that far. But when they... Wait, what is the name of that game?
Atelier?
Oh, okay. Maybe Atelier? That may be another... Because it looks familiar. I was going to say, if that's a new game, it doesn't look like they put too much effort into it.
Doesn't it just look generic?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. People, you know, clamor for new titles, you know, new IPs, but when the developer doesn't put that much effort into it, then you just kind of get that.
This one coming up is Kickbeat. Kickbeat offers players several innovative ways to interact with music.
How else do you interact with music besides?
I don't know.
Is it like a beat machine? Like you can make your own beats with it?
I have no clue. I'm hoping it's like maybe Parappa the Rapper type stuff. It looks like a fighting game.
Oh, no.
Kick beat. That would make sense. Kick to the beat.
the beats are as strong as our kicks.
We're in a rut, people. Video games, it happens every time. I read an article on Forbes saying, oh, the video game industry is about to die.
No, every summer.
Right before the big consoles. And you could just tell it's some new article writer who has not been around the industry long to see that this happens every summer. Kids are outside playing.
Yep.
What the hell are the adults doing? I have no idea. Just waiting for better games and working.
Working and hoping their kids go back to school any day.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
So, yeah, there's a lull, but it's because we're waiting for Kickbeat and Altair Maruru.
Well, it's, I don't know if it's a collective, everybody in the gaming industry's game developers just like, okay, we're going to take the summer off, everybody.
Yeah.
But that's usually what it looks like. And I don't know, that guy, whoever wrote that, gaming is on a decline or dying. Yeah, he's definitely wrong.
Yeah. But we're in the bright side. We're only about 2.5 weeks away from GTA 5.
I think that is going to really... My expectations for that game are probably ridiculously high that I'm probably going to buy the game and be like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Because I just have so much high hopes for it.
I think after that, the thing gets busted wide open. Because then we're getting FIFA.
And that's going to be game of the year already.
FIFA 14, which will keep, you know...
Everybody interested for the next 5 years? Come on now.
It'll keep...
Or at least until FIFA 15 comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we got the big console releases. So that's it for the games releasing.
That's it for the whole week? Wow. I know there's a drought, I understand. But, like, they should at least in the summer. If I'm a game developer and I know that this drought happens every year... I'm going to release my AAA title during that, and I'm going to soak up the cash.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be looking at me.
Can you imagine if Grand Theft Auto came out, or like, today?
Or, like, June?
Oh, yeah.
Like, middle of the summer.
It would have conquered.
Oh, yeah. And everybody would have been talking about it. And then you have time to start releasing content going into the holidays.
Yep.
So, I don't understand. It seems like a sound plan. There's got to be something that's holding people back. I don't know what it is, though. I'm not a game developer yet.
So, we've covered all of our bases. One last thing to talk about. Aaron, what's going on in your love life, man?
Wow. That's really about video games, isn't it? Wow. There's no news. Well,
obviously, you're the popular one. I mean, all my listenership and friends are coming up and asking questions about Mr. Carter over here.
I don't know what to say. I'm flattered.
You're just eating this up.
A little bit. Head's getting a little big here. I'm not going to lie. I mean, if you have more questions, you know, hey, shoot them at me. I'd be happy to answer. I think it's the voice. I think the voice gets them.
Wow.
I've heard this plenty of times. When I'd GameStop and I answered the phone, like, you have a very pleasing speaking voice. And I just say thank you.
Shaking my head in amazement. Something this guy says things sometimes that just blow me away.
But I mean, if you want to know more about Aaron Carter, then, you know, you can reach me at Video Game Bang.
why don't you just tell him a little more about Aaron Carter? Because it's obviously your favorite topic.
Isn't it everybody's favorite topic?
I think so. I really wish the big show would have chokeslammed
me. We would have had problems. Like I told you, chokeslam me all you want, big show. You will be sponsoring Video Game Bang for the rest of your life. I will shout you out every show. Video Game Bang brought to you by Big Show, everybody. Thank you. Keep on wrestling. Keep us going.
That's terrible.
I will sue the crap out of you, Big Show. Apparently, there's some resurgence within our group with WWE films and stuff like that.
I used to like WWE, and I have a casual interest currently just to kind of see where are they now type of things. But when you compare the world of professional wrestling to what's going on in mixed martial arts, you can't take that stuff seriously. It's like...
But they tell you they're sports entertainment.
Yeah, okay. So would you watch a soccer league of soccer entertainment where all the games were predetermined?
No, yeah. Okay, when you put it that way, yeah.
That's how it is to me.
That's what, that really, you put it on that level?
Yeah, because they are competing for the same demographic of, you know, people who like wrestling are starting to pick up interest in mixed martial arts, and there's some crossover. There's a group of people that watch wrestling that think martial arts is stupid.
Who are those people? Yeah, I'm
those are the, like, the classic wrestling fans. That's why there's a guy, I'm trying to get him to listen to the podcast. I don't know if he's listening or not, but his name's Randy.
Does he have a mullet?
No. No, he doesn't.
Sounds like
Randy Tafoya. I want him on here so bad because I have general questions about professional wrestling, and I'd like to get his perspective on, you know, why he's so into professional wrestling.
I want to know why it's called professional wrestling.
It confuses people. Because I'll be talking to people and I'll say, mention professional wrestling. They, oh, my brother did that in college. No, he didn't.
Did he do? Does he mean like Olympic wrestling?
That's amateur wrestling. It's
how is that amateur?
Yeah.
And the other is pro.
That's exactly the quandary.
I don't get that. I'm not knocking anybody that does pro wrestling, because I was a pro wrestling fan for the longest. You know, I haven't kept up with it now, but I would think if one's predetermined, that would be amateur to me.
You know, it would be epic if we can get Randy and your friend.
Oh, Nikki. Nicole Mathias. Yeah, she's a pro wrestler.
She is a pro wrestler.
She still does it, too.
But she follows MMA and has knowledge of that and trains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's hardcore. She's a beast.
Yeah, I'd like to fight her.
Nikki Savo, I think, is her stage name, if anybody, you know, likes to follow the pro wrestling circuit or whatever.
I'd like to do a pro wrestling match.
Oh, no, you don't.
I think I can do it.
I don't think you can.
You don't think I can?
I think you can referee a pro wrestling
match. Aaron, me and you, tag team, bro.
No, we can commentate the crap out of it, but I don't think we'll, you know, I will not get in the ring because Nikki, and like, she's shorter than me, I guess. That's about all I can say. She's way more fit than I am. And she posts pictures of herself all the time, you know, wrestling. And she has this picture now, actually, where she's like high kicking another girl in the face. Don't hurt my body.
Wow.
That's what I say. She would probably beat the mess out of me. She box trains or whatever, or wrestle trains. And
we're just a few training sessions from that, Aaron.
No, we're not.
Did you see the Dudley Boys?
Yeah, I saw the Dudley Boys, but they, even to some extent, they were in shape as well.
Those are big boys.
They were boxed shape, you know, but they were still, the black one had muscles. the white guy, but
who would be our Spike?
Oh man, Javier.
Javier, yeah. Our manager, Laura.
Yeah, he would definitely be Spike Dudley. Yeah, that's terrible. Oh man. I don't know what's the resurgence of pro wrestling. Maybe it's nostalgia. That is my favorite, you know, I guess, emotion.
Well,
I like living those old.
Yeah, that's true. It's nostalgia. And there's the pro wrestling scene is taking a lot from mixed martial arts.
Oh, taking a lot? How's it taking a lot?
Well, they got Brock Lesnar back.
But I don't say
he wears his MMA gear and they're using real jujitsu. Real fake jiu-jitsu moves.
Real fake jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. They're like, you could tell. Because with jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts, if someone has you in an arm bar, you know how you see an arm bar in wrestling? Your arm is snapped. And there's it. You don't tap out. Or you don't kick out from that.
You're telling me they don't? You can't Hulk out and
no.
Start shaking? Just strong man out of it?
No.
That's impossible.
No.
I know you can. Don't tell me you can't.
You don't in MMA. You don't see someone get punched in the face. He just starts shaking his head.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happens to me whenever I get into fights. I get hit and you shouldn't have done that. And then before I kick somebody, I stamp my foot on the ground. And then crowd around me is like, "Oh, he's gonna do the sweet chin." And I'm like, "Yep, I am."
This doesn't happen. That's the thing. So Brock Lesnar comes back and he's fighting CM Punk, who's a big MMA fan. He's at the events and stuff all the time. So I've heard interviews. He's an advocate for the mixed martial arts.
Uh-huh.
But there's like this whole sequence that I saw on mixedmartialarts.com, and they like took pictures and did GIFs of it, of like four straight. It looks like a jiu-jitsu match for a few seconds.
Wow.
Like, they went from Kimura into armbar with a reverse.
And this was pro?
This is pro, WWE.
Yeah, not F anymore.
Yeah.
Not wildlife.
And it was all fake because every one of those techniques ends a fight. You know,
so they were doing all fake. Well, see, maybe that's the attraction. Instead of waiting 4 rounds to see a finisher from one move, you get all those moves consecutively in the first, you know, 5 minutes of a match.
Choreographed.
Like, but it's ballet. Still, I mean, you like watching action movies with Jet Li and stuff like that, right?
That's true.
Have you seen actual, like, martial arts competition, like Olympic-style karate or something like that?
Points fighting?
Not yet. Yeah, points fighting? Is it even remotely like a Jet Li or Jackie Chan movie?
No.
Exactly. Because you'd rather watch that one. So I would think...
I like points fighting, too.
I think... But do you like points fighting over those action sequences?
Yeah.
You're crazy. Those are the most boring fights I've ever seen.
See, the difference between me and you, Aaron, is I like sports.
And I like entertainment.
Yeah, and you like entertainment.
Okay. I like sports, too. Soccer, like I said.
I said sports.
Wow, how dare you. How dare you.
American sports.
Watch. Yeah, give it. I give it some time. When soccer becomes one of the top sports in this country, you will eat your words. Just like you tell us all the time about Microsoft and all the genius stuff that they're going to start coming out with. What? Mark my words. Soccer is going to be on a rise in this country.
I'm trying. I'm going to be on the first wave of white folk, you know, Americans that starts moving towards soccer.
They got a lot of you people already moving. There's a group called Sam's Army. You think that's full of black people? No.
So, yeah, I'm going to give it a shot, especially with soccer coming to Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
The potential.
The Republic of Sacramento, everybody. Go check them out.
Buy your shirt?
No, I'm waiting on a jersey, dude. I'm not going to buy a shirt. I want a soccer jersey. I don't want the shirt. I'm sorry. But season tickets are like $200.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
You didn't get them.
I don't have the money for that right now. I got my money tied up in a whole bunch of other ventures. See, with the way my money works, I have a checking and I have a savings, and so you don't get the joke. Never mind.
No,
that's a Kevin Hart joke, everybody. That's not mine at all.
No, I'm now
not
we're joke stealers.
Wow, that's why I had a state. It was from Kevin Hart.
I just want to call this Comedy Bang Bang a few episodes ago.
So fluently, too.
Yeah.
Here at Comedy Bang Bang, everybody. We like to steal names of other podcasts.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Wow. Well, at least it was a shout out. We don't do that enough. We don't shout out people.
Let's
enough.
Just shout stuff out for a few seconds. Shout out Kyle Maguire. Boy.
I'm going to shout out two things. Nikki Savo, since we were talking about wrestling, check her out. And Ronin Galaxy is the anime. Or the manga that my classmate does. Check that out. You'll probably be at like RoninGalaxy.com or something like that. Do it on Facebook. Check her out. Show her some love. It's actually a pretty well-drawn anime or comic book. I like it.
Yeah, pretty. And go check out Hannah Porter Music. It's a friend of mine. Got some music. And
check out Aaron Carter at Video Game Bang for any questions, comments, concerns, phone numbers, lady, or you know, whatever you want to do. I will get back to you at my soon's convenience.
I'm sitting here racking my brain over my friends that do awesome things, and like, my friends are pretty lame.
Wow, that's messed up.
I'm just kidding. I love you all, and I think that's about it.
That's all I got.
That's all I got too. Everybody, thanks for listening. Check it out, VideoGameBang.com, at VideoGameBang on Twitter. We love you all. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the internet.